A leader is a dealer in hope. A leader is a dealer in hope. A leader stands firm and aware of the truth. And as the leader stands firm and aware of the truth, the leader is revealing the truth in everything that it does. A leader is someone that people can follow. It's someone that people feel, yes, they have accomplished that. Yes, they have done that. Yes, it is something that they have made known in their life. Like those who followed Napoleon. It is said of a Napoleon, a leader is a dealer in hope. And Napoleon was certainly a dealer in hope. He gave people direction. He gave people hope. He gave people the recognition that in them all stood forth beautifully, fantastically, and gloriously. And it did do so. Oh, yes, it did do so very nicely. And as it did that very nicely, what happened? The people followed the leader, and in following the leader, the people were able to do what the leader did. They were able to take the charisma of the leader and move forward with that. Now, it was perhaps a genius too, but it was the charisma, basically, of the leader that led the people forth into accomplishing the things they did. And he did so wonderfully on the battlefield. He was a leader of his men, and he led his men into great triumphs. He had more victories than he had losses. And, of course, that's the measure of a leader, I guess. Now, as a politician, he did beautiful things, too. He decided to bring education into the people and decided to bring all sorts of things to the people. And the people loved it because they were considered. And so they supported him, and they became very strong supporters of Napoleon as he carried forth his ideals for the people. Now, we have Obama currently as the President of the United States, a most amazing man, a most amazing man. Now, there are many people who will look at him because he's black or look at him because he has had little leadership ability in the Senate and the Congress and other things, but he has been one of the most outstanding presidents that the United States has ever seen, that the world has ever seen. And when he goes around expressing his dreams and his desires, his leadership for bringing the people into something that's absolutely magnificent, he brings it to them, and what happens when he brings it to them? When he brings it to them, they know that it's for their highest and their best. They know that it is for their good, and they love it. They love it. And Obama's wife, speaking in London this past week, has been most amazing. She's the First Lady, and she spoke to people about letting young ladies, young girls, who come from difficult backgrounds, who come from limited circumstances without poverty, indeed, and how they can rise out of it into being something absolutely wonderful, how they can take their dreams and make them come true because they stand behind them, because they themselves are doing something utterly fantastic. And what are they doing? Well, what they're doing is they're following a leader who has hope, who has recognition that it can be done. Recognition that it can be done. And in recognizing that it can be done, it is done. But it is only as they listen to someone who guides them with their charismatic self into that wonderful dream world of what is really worthwhile and what is really true and good. Now, can you do that? Can you lead yourself? Can you lead your country? Can you lead your nation? Can you lead all that is into what you believe is good? Well, truly, a leader is a dealer in hope, a dealer in expectation, a dealer in vision, a dealer who has the idea who can see the future, who can see all that is coming and all that is going to be for the benefit of the world. And seeing this brings it out into their life, brings it out into their world, brings it out into their experience every single moment. And how wonderful that is. Now, you can do that too. You can do that, and you can know that you are the leader. You are the one who guides yourself. You have to start somewhere. We say, you start with yourself. Yes. So you start with yourself. And what are you doing when you start with yourself? When you start with yourself, you are taking yourself from, so to speak, nowhere, from an idea into a reality. And as you move from this idea into a reality, you are moving from all that is good and all that is beautiful and all that is fantastic, and then it is taking place in your life. You can do it. You can make it happen in your world. You can make it happen in your life. You can bring it forth into all that you are if you wish to do so. But if you don't wish to do so, if you don't desire to be a leader, if you don't desire to have hope, to expect that it's going to work, that expect it's going to function for you, then of course it won't. And when Miss Obama was teaching and sharing with the people in London, she was on YouTube, and she was so glorious, and her lecture, her talk to these people was so inspiring, and she was note-free because she had learned her talk. She didn't learn her talk. Her talk represented her. It represented her philosophy, her ideals, her dreams, her goals, and because it represented who she was, she found she didn't have to have any notes at all because it came out of her heart. It came out of her soul. It came out of her being. And that is the representation of a magnificent leader. Oh, Napoleon had his ways of looking at things. Other people had their ways of looking at things. Other people lead from the point of view that they say, this is what I believe, this is what I am, this is what I dream about, this is what is right for me. And when they say that, what are they saying? Well, when they say that, what they're saying is that all that they ever could wish for, dream, or desire in their life is taking place right now in their world. And this is what you can say too. All that is you could dream or wish for or desire in your life is taking place right now in your world, is taking place right now in your life, is taking place right now in everything that you are doing. Now, when you believe that, when you know that, when you live that, then truly that is what you are doing. Truly that is what makes you the difference between one who wishes to be led and one who leads. You and I, truly all of us, each of us, are leaders. Each one of us are people who lead the world into the direction that we feel it's desirable to go. We lead the world in the direction that we feel is going to be most monumental for our use, for our living, for our being. We do that alone because that's who we are. Now, today, make this something for yourself. Make this something of a dream for you, of something that you want your life to be, of something that you want your world to be. And as you are, then it will be so. But it's only going to be so because you have put the cause in motion and you have decided that it is your goal for yourself. It is your choice for yourself. And you are the leader because you are so enthused with the hope. And hope does not mean wishful thinking. Hope means putting your attitude on something that you believe in. Now, do you believe in peace? Then think peace, live peace, know peace. Hope for peace. Know that peace is already in existence and you are recognizing it and bringing it out in your world. When you are one who recognizes health, you hope for health. You don't wish it to be something. You know that hope means that it is already something that exists. You know that it's there, and so therefore you can believe in it. You know that it is, that health does exist everywhere on earth, and we can enjoy it ourselves. We believe in it. We believe in it. And as we believe in it, then it is ours forevermore. Then it is ours to follow, to live, to be, and to enjoy. We can all be Lady Obama, the First Lady of the Man, and we can all do it wonderfully. And a comment that her daughters made to her was, "Mom, do you know that it's kind of tough being the president's children? We want to be normal, ordinary people. We want to be normal, ordinary people who are going in this world and doing things that are fun to do." And Mom said to them, "Sweethearts, you are not normal people. You never will be normal people because you have hope, because you have the recognition of the magnificence of who you are. You have the divinity of who you are. And you are grand, and you are glorious, and you are wonderful, and you are beautiful, and you are magnificent in every possible way. And there is no way that you can be ordinary people, because you will always be extraordinary people. Extraordinary people that are magnificent beyond imagination, because you are always being your very best, your finest, and your best." Good words for us, too. Good words for us to think about. Good words for us to have in our living, in our way, because that's what life is all about. Life is all about being ourselves and having fun. Join me in this recognition today. Be yourself and have fun. Be a leader who is a dealer in hope, who is a dealer in presenting the hope of what already exists, but we cannot necessarily see it. But it is there. It is being revealed, not because we're making it, but because it already is there, and we're revealing it to ourselves today. I really enjoy being with you, sharing these wonderful thoughts, because I love you. I love you. I love you.